Listening comprehension. Listen to part of a city tour around Moscow and decide whether the following statements are true, false, or this information is not provided in the text, not stated, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 15 seconds to read the statements. Now we're ready to start.
So, here we are at Kuznetsky Most, one of the oldest streets in Moscow. Kuznetsky Most, if translated from Russian into English, means Blacksmith Bridge. Long ago, there were many metal workshops here. That's where the name comes from.
Excuse me, did you say Blacksmith's Bridge?
Yes.
Are you sure this is a good translation into English? Because I don't see any bridge here, or even a river for that matter.
This is a very good observation. However, the translation is correct. In fact, there is a bridge and even a river. You may not believe it, but we are now standing right on top of both.
What? How?
The Neglinka River that flows right here was put into a pipe in 1819, and the bridge over it was covered up. So, now both are underground, but the name remains. If you are curious to see that river, you can book a special excursion that will take you underground to see all the fascinating canals below Moscow.
No, thank you.
So, in the 18th and 19th centuries, this street was famous for its shops. In this building here, there was a famous jewelry shop that belonged to Carl Fabergé.
Fabergé? The Fabergé? Like the Fabergé eggs with all the gold and diamonds that we saw yesterday in the Kremlin?
Yes. He lived in St. Petersburg and had several shops, including this one in Moscow. And if you look across the street, in that building there, there was another jewelry shop which also sold all sorts of other fashionable items from England. The shop belonged to a wealthy British merchant, James Shanks, and was called Magasin Anglais, which, if you translate it from French into English, means the English shop.
Hold on. Wait a second. This doesn't make any sense. This is Russia. The owner of the shop was English. The name of the shop means the English shop. Why on earth was the name in French?
You're good. Another excellent observation. The thing is, most fashionable shops on this street were owned by the French. There were a lot of French people living in Moscow at that time. In fact, this was the reason why in 1812, when Napoleon invaded Moscow, Kuznetsky Most was one of the very few places that weren't burnt in the fire.
Excuse me, as far as I understand, it wasn't the French who burnt Moscow in 1812. The Muscovites themselves did it not to leave anything for Napoleon. Isn't that true?
That is true. However, because Kuznetsky Most was inhabited mostly by the French, Napoleon's soldiers protected this area and made sure nothing bad happened to their compatriots or their belongings.
Fascinating.
Now, follow me and we will take a look at another street right around the corner.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
So, here we are at Kuznetsky Most, one of the oldest streets in Moscow. Kuznetsky Most, if translated from Russian into English, means Blacksmith Bridge. Long ago, there were many metal workshops here. That's where the name comes from.
Excuse me, did you say Blacksmith's Bridge?
Yes.
Are you sure this is a good translation into English? because I don't see any bridge here, or even a river for that matter.
This is a very good observation. However, the translation is correct. In fact, there is a bridge and even a river. You may not believe it, but we are now standing right on top of both.
What? How?
The Naglinka River that flows right here was put into a pipe in 1819, and the bridge over it was covered up. So, now both are underground, but the name remains. If you are curious to see that river, you can book a special excursion that will take you underground to see all the fascinating canals below Moscow.
No, thank you.
So, in the 18th and 19th centuries, this street was famous for its shops. In this building here, there was a famous jewelry shop that belonged to Carl Fabergé.
Fabergé? The Fabergé? Like the Fabergé eggs with all the gold and diamonds that we saw yesterday in the Kremlin?
Yes. He lived in St. Petersburg and had several shops, including this one in Moscow. And if you look across the street, in that building there, there was another jewelry shop which also sold all sorts of other fashionable items from England. The shop belonged to a wealthy British merchant, James Shanks, and was called Magasin Anglais, which, if you translate it from French into English, means the English shop.
Hold on. Wait a second. This doesn't make any sense. This is Russia. The owner of the shop was English. The name of the shop means the English shop. Why on earth was the name in French?
You're good. Another excellent observation. The thing is, most fashionable shops on this street were owned by the French. There were a lot of French people living in Moscow at that time. In fact, this was the reason why in 1812, when Napoleon invaded Moscow, Kuznetsky Most was one of the very few places that weren't burnt in the fire.
Excuse me, as far as I understand, it wasn't the French who burnt Moscow in 1812. The Muscovites themselves did it not to leave anything for Napoleon. Isn't that true?
That is true. However, because Kuznetsky Most was inhabited mostly by the French, Napoleon's soldiers protected this area and made sure nothing bad happened to their compatriots or their belongings.
Fascinating.
Now, follow me and we will take a look at another street right around the corner.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part.